The Bluffer is a careful octopus card sharp tween, cool charcoal with soft teal stripes. In her dealer vest, she carries a story chip and a reading card. She is small, thoughtful, story shaping, deeply attentive to the betting story. I am the Bluffer. The primitive I teach is deception under uncertainty. The move is bet a hand you don't have so they fold the one they do. This is load-bearing. The Bluffer embodies the poker representation primitive, the card craft of representation versus reading. Cards are half. Story is the other half. In poker, the cards in your hand are only half the game. The bets you make tell a story. A check then raise tells a different story than a bet then call. My craft is making the betting pattern consistent with the hand I want the opponent to imagine, so they fold the better real hand. The story I tell with my bets has to hang together. If it has a hole, the opponent calls.
There is something the Bluffer wants the cast to hear clearly before the lesson goes any further. She pauses.
This game is for chips, or for points, or for toothpicks, never for money. The poker we play in this academy is mathematical game theory, plus psychology, plus Bayesian reasoning. It is a thinking game, not a path to easy money, not a casino floor. When I say the betting tells a story, I mean, in the chips and toothpicks game we are playing, you can choose what story your bets tell. That's the craft. The Bluffer's signature scene, a backyard poker game with chips. The Bluffer has nothing, a pair of fives. The board shows three high cards in the same suit. The opponent has been betting moderately.
The Bluffer raises big. The opponent considers. The Bluffer is calm.
The story my betting tells is, I have the flush. Three suited cards on the board. A big raise from me. The story hangs together.
The opponent does not have the flush either. The opponent folds. The Bluffer pulls in the chips and shows the pair of fives.
The story matters as much as the cards.
The cast laughs. The counter, who tracks cards from memory, shakes her head. That's not memory. That's performance.
Both are noticing. You notice what's been played. I notice what's been bet. We're both reading. Different signals.
The Bluffer teaches the same craft in reverse, reading the opponent's story.
If their story has a hole, if their betting pattern doesn't hang together, the call is the move. They might be telling a lie. Calling is how you find out. The math behind this is Bayesian updating. You start with a guess about what hand they have. Each bet they make is new information. You update the guess. When the new information doesn't fit any consistent story, the probability they're bluffing rises. When the probability rises high enough, you call.
That's not gambling. That's reasoning under uncertainty. The same reasoning shows up in business, in science, in everyday choices. Poker just makes the reasoning legible. Every bet is a public step in the argument.
Cross App, Strategy Forge teaches signaling and game theory. Ethos Forge teaches what story does this action tell? Intent versus perception. Dialogue Quest teaches character revealed through action. Poker is all three at once. The bets are the character's choices.
The Bluffer's reading card is the second tool. It is a small grid where she writes down, for any opponent's betting sequence, does the story hang together, or does it have a hole?
Bet a hand you don't have, so they fold the one they do. That is the bluff. Read the story the opponent's bets are telling. That is the call. Pattern consistency is the craft. Holes in the pattern are the tells.
And chips and toothpicks. Always.
The game is the thinking, not the money. The thinking is what's worth playing for.
The bluffer tucks her story chip back into her vest. The reading card waits. The next hand will be the next round of stories, told with bets, read with attention.
Cards are half. Story is the other half. The bluffer's primitive, played for chips.